Maran writes in Shulchan Aruch Yoreh De'a Siman Resh Sammehe Halakha Yudbet Noagim La'asot Se'uda B'yom HaMilah. It is the custom that on the day of the Brit Milah they make a Se'uda. The Rama writes B'nahagu La'kachat Minyan Nis'udat Milah. And preferably there should be a minyan for the Sa'uda. Umikri Sa'udat Mitzvah. And it is called a Sa'udat Mitzvah. Bechol mi she'en ochil b'Sa'udat Milah, have kimnudeh l'shamayim. And anybody does not eat from the Sa'uda of a Brit Milah, the Gemara Pesachim says that he's considered excommunicated from heaven. So there's different she'elot over here. For example, the Shevet HaLevi has a question by a Mohel. That of course goes to a Brit Milah quite often, and his time is not always in his hands, meaning sometimes he has to leave right away to go to a different Brit Milah or to do another examination on a child, etc. So does a Mohel have an obligation to stay for the Sa'udat Mitzvah? So the Shevet HaLevi writes, it's clear, Davar Pashut, that someone that's tarud in a Mitzvah, another Mitzvah, is not obligated to stick around for the Sa'udat Mitzvah itself and will not be subject to the Nidui. Furthermore, he writes that somebody that's, let's say, learning Torah, that has a shi'ur or is involved in the study of Torah, certainly that person does not have to stay for the Brit Milah. His Torah and his learning does precede the Sa'udah. Furthermore, Hacham Avadiyah writes that clearly in his Teshuvot in Yabia Omer. Some people that are in a rush, the advice would be they could take something with them from the Sa'udat Milah and eat it where they're going to be. There are some poskim that discuss that maybe today all this law of the Nidui does not apply at all. And their logic is, as the Aruch HaShulchan says, because unfortunately in these Sa'udot many times there are people that are not mehuganim. There are people that are not proper. Maybe the dress code is not proper, and therefore the Tosafot said that it's only talking about where you're sitting with Tamidi Hakamim. You're sitting with people that are upstanding. However, if there's people that are not proper at the Brit Milah Se'udah, so the Chirim is not applicable. Furthermore, some want to argue that maybe it's only talking about where there's no Minyan. But once they have a Minyan for the Se'udah already, then there would be no obligation to go to the Se'udah. So again, we repeat, while it's important if one is Muzman to Se'udat Brit Milah, he should make every effort to go. Even though, again, I should say something else. Some poskim want to argue that today's invitation is more of an invitation of obligation, which means it's more of a derech eretz, meaning they're telling you, come to the Sa'udah, but it's not really a strong invitation, unless it's the close people that he's really friendly with. And therefore, maybe also such an invitation is not subject to a nidui. But again, whatever one can go to a Sa'udah Mitzvah, one should try. But there are those that are exempt, for example, somebody that's studying Torah, somebody that's involved in another mitzvah, or somebody that goes to a Sa'udah, and the Sa'udah is not with people that are proper people that are there, so all the concerns of the Gemara's Nidui would not apply in such a case.